Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today we are continuing to work to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Today I am reading from the Book of Belonging, and this story is called She Laughed. Sweat dripped from the women's faces as they hurried around the tent, baking and stirring and scooping. Every once in a while, they stopped to glower at each other. Silver-haired Sarah was hunched in bitterness. The younger woman, called Hagar, was stiff with protectiveness. "Hurry up with that bread, Hagar," said Sarah, breaking the silence. The younger woman kneaded quietly, screaming in her mind. There was no time to untangle the feelings, because three strangers had arrived at their camp that morning, and the women were busy preparing a welcome meal. The two women worked in sizzling silence, so many sharp words unsaid between them. Sarah had not always been this way, sharp and biting. The Sarah that had followed Abraham from their homeland into a new adventure had been soft and hopeful. A family of our own, she had marveled, full of anticipation. But a year passed, then 5, then 10, and God's good promises started to feel like a distant, teasing dream. Despair is easier than hope. Control is easier than trust. So Sarah grasped for God's gifts with a harmful plan of her own. "You might as well marry Hagar. Start this new family with her," she had shouted when she shoved the young woman toward Abraham. Oh, the fear, the doubts, the untrue names Sarah had trusted. They rippled out in hurt and harm as she found a way to reach for the family she wanted. Her plan worked, sort of. Abraham's new wife had a son, and they named him Ishmael and loved him dearly. But Sarah was left on the outside watching their family form. As the women worked, the voice of one of their visitors floated through the tent flap from where they sat outside with Abraham. "Where is your wife Sarah?" one of them asked. "I'm here alone. The outsider in my own home yet again," Sarah thought. Her glare cut to the younger woman and then to Ishmael beside her. Sarah peeked through the tent flap at Abraham. "Your God promised us a great family," she thought. "We left our home, our friends, everyone we know, yet here I am, alone and empty." And it was as if her hurting heart beat loud enough to be heard outside, because another voice floated into the tent just then, saying, "I'll return next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah froze, silver and silent. A son? Me? After all this time? She looked down at her body, aging and empty. She looked over at the younger woman and the son they never spoke of. Now I get my own baby? And she couldn't help it. She laughed. sharp and bitter. But God knew everything Sarah's laugh held: disbelief, despair, and feeble hope. "Why did you laugh? Is anything too marvelous for me?" came God's voice. Was it a challenge? Was it a comfort? Sarah felt both as she wrestled with God's words. But as sure as starlight and as constant as dust, God was right, of course. Sarah finally became pregnant, even in her old age. But as her belly grew, fear and mistrust battled with her joy. Is this too good to be true? Is God tricking me? Will I finally feel less lonesome? The year drew to a close, and Sarah gave birth to her son. They named him Isaac, which means laughter. And this time, Sarah's laugh was light and soft as she gazed at her special baby. She had journeyed so far, waited so long. She had wrestled and stumbled and shouted and grieved. She had trusted many names, but on this one, she and God agreed. Sarah was a mother. The word of the Lord. I wonder if during her pregnancy, Sarah still felt bitter that God took so long to answer her prayer as she was pregnant in an older body. I wonder if she wondered why she had to wait so long. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.